You came back. Welcome to the Glass Human Podcast, which at this point is just a breakdown of my brain for all to see. So, episode 1, a new job. Starting a new job any place is rough, but starting a new job when you have differences, that just adds a whole other layer of uncomfortableness. I have experienced this twice so far. I just started at this new place and only 2 weeks in, it's exciting, terrifying, and sometimes just downright exhausting. I have heard that transitioning into a new place or a new role is one of the most stressful life changes that a body can experience, and I think I would have to agree to that. I woke up Monday morning petrified to go in on the first week. It was definitely worse than going in for the interview. All I did was bash defying gravity for the 30-minute drive, which, can we take a moment for Cynthia Erivo? Anyway, I was trying to psych myself up to walk in. Spoiler, I'm in my second week, so I made it through the door. Now that it's 2 weeks in, I do not know what to expect from this job. But the job is not my expectation at all. It's even crazier. Also, if you're anyone from my job, please ignore this part. I am an introvert working with an extrovert, at least I think, owner, who has ideas miles long and mountains high. But I never ran those miles, and I never climbed those mountains before. So, I think to myself, can I do it now? It's so exciting, yet so terrifying at the same time. And right now, all I feel is terrifying. At my last job, there were only 5 people. Here, there are divisions by divisions and people by people, and most of them have the same name. I have taken to writing down X person from X division. Hopefully one day that will cease. As of right now, I don't think so. I got to have a spending spree and make my wish list for my own personal camera and equipment stash, but then I'll wake up in the middle of the night, if not for little E, from the realization that I have to be good. And by good, I mean perfect. Which is not a skill that Jesus blessed anyone with, unfortunately. Just this week, I filmed and edited a whole video just for it to be trashed in 2 seconds. Then made a script based on the comments for that to be trashed in the same amount of time. That was a confidence build for sure. There's so much more I could say, but I won't. Trade secrets and private message conversations only. Here's the thing no one tells you. Week 2 is way harder than week 1. And week 1 is filled with introductions, orientation, and that nervous energy that keeps you running on adrenaline. But week 2? That's when the reality sets in. I'm not the new person, yet I don't know everything or everyone. Here I am sitting on my high top chair at 12 o'clock at night, projecting my struggles. Am I actually good enough for this role that seems to be shifting with the tides? Which, if you ask me, no. What if I never feel confident here? What if I never pick up what they want me to pick up? What if I'm just not it? It's no longer about meeting new people, it's about keeping up. And for someone with a disability, this can feel even more overwhelming. The constant mental calculations on how to navigate the office, manage energy levels, and keep everyone's expectations both met and defied. Everyone looks up to you like you're an inspiration, when you're still struggling to remember where the trash can is. Or, they think a task is super simple, when in reality it takes an extra 30 minutes and 2 Amazon orders later to figure out. Anyway, if you're starting a new job and you feel like you're drowning, know that you're not alone. It's hard, because it's change, and change is uncomfortable. But sometimes, discomfort is a sign of growth. And man, am I uncomfortable right now. But I know there is something I need out of this, because I believe that God never puts you somewhere without a reason. So hey, if you're in your car, nervous about walking in, just take a deep breath and know that you got it. It might not be now, it might not be 2 weeks from now, but you got it. One awkward introduction, one message, one day at a time. That's all for today's episode on The Glass Human. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone who is about to start a new job. Because let's be honest, we all need a little reassurance in life. See you next time, and remember, we're all just figuring it out as we go.